I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cells collected from the intestines of patients with the disease cystic fibrosis can be grown in the laboratory dish to produce balls of cells that scientists are calling mini-guts. This can be used to test a series of new cystic fibrosis drugs that are now entering the clinic. But because these agents don't work on everyone, finding out who will benefit can mean a laborious trial for the patient. Mini-guts, on the other hand, take just a few weeks to grow and give results in just days or hours. Jeffrey Beekman from the Wilhelmina Children's Hospital, Utrecht, invented the technique.
Cystic fibrosis is an inherited condition in which a specific part of the DNA is mutated. A lot of mucus is accumulating and causing many organs to dysfunction. It's a very progressive disease, so in the end this limits the function of the lungs, for instance, but also of the pancreas and many organs associated with the gut, so also the liver, for instance.
And we know, critically, the gene that causes this.
Yeah, this has been identified already, I think now 26 years ago, and it has really been a long struggle to really try to develop novel therapeutics or medicines which really can target this basic defect of the disease, the malfunctioning of the gene. But currently, there are novel therapeutics being used in cystic fibrosis patients which target the malfunctioning gene product. So this is a protein in the cell which is called CFTR, and this can be now repaired with specific therapeutics.
Right, so there are drugs which you could administer to a patient. They will go to the protein, the cystic fibrosis protein, that's not working properly and sort of bind onto it and bend it back into shape. They sort of bolt onto it and make it work better.
Yeah, definitely. I always compare it with molecular glue. So this is really something which, so the protein in cystic fibrosis doesn't get a normal shape. And this is really a sort of molecular glue which binds to this misfolded, misshaped protein and glues it back together into a proper functioning protein again.
So what's the problem then? If we've got these drugs, we just use them?
So one of the problems is that currently there are about 2,000 different defects which can lead to cystic fibrosis. And the activity of these new drugs, they are very much dependent on the specific defect in the protein. So a specific drug can work very well in one patient with a specific defect, but in another patient who has a different type of defect in the protein, these drugs aren't working at all. And currently we only know now for more or less 10 of the 2,000 defects which are out there, whether these drugs are effective or not. So there are many patients who may potentially benefit from these new drugs, but we just don't know whether they do benefit from it or not.
And also, I suppose, A, the drugs are expensive, and B, you've got to put the patient on the drug, and then they've got to try it for a reasonable length of time to then find out it's not for them, and they need a different drug. So there's a sort of double whammy there. And is that what you're able to now address?
Yes, definitely. So we set up a model in which we can grow cells from patients in the laboratory. We use actually cells from the guts also. We call them mini guts or mini bumps, you may even say it, because we really get them from the rectal area, from rectal tissue. And by growing these tiny organs from individual patients in the lab, cystic fibrosis disease is really nicely visualized using these mini guts in the laboratory. We can also add drugs to these mini guts and see whether we can repair the defect or not.
The approach then would, I presume, be you have a patient with cystic fibrosis. You could take a handful of cells from the intestine. You could grow those in a dish, which then gives you a mini bum or a mini cut, and that behaves as though it were the entire patient. And you can test your drugs on it and see, does this respond the right way or the wrong way to this drug? And then you'd know whether or not that patient would do well on the drug.
Yeah. And another beauty of the model is that you can, these mini guts, you can freeze them. And once new drugs are being developed and are entering the clinic, we can thaw the cells again and then test again these new drugs or various combinations, for instance, on the same mini guts again, and then go back to the patient and say, well, we have these new drugs. We tested them on the mini guts. We see that you are far better responding on this new drug. So let's move forward with this new drug and then see how this ends up in a clinical setting again.
That was Dr. Jeffrey Bickman talking with Chris Smith from The Naked Scientist.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.